This may be a quick one today, but the next in the advanced attributes is HX history. And the usage of this is easy. There's not a ton of options. It's just HX history equals false. And you can put that anywhere on the page to make it work. But what it is and why you'd want to do it, I think, requires a little bit of background. So as you're browsing around and clicking links within your site and back buttons, and whether it's HTMX or not, your browser is keeping a local storage of your history. So that's why, you know, sometimes when you hit the back button, you go somewhere, you hit the back button, the page is just immediately there. It didn't go back to the server. It didn't load anything. Your browser has the page stored in its local storage, just available in the history. So of course, when you're loading from AJAX and you're loading bits of the site, that causes some issue with the back button. HTMX has already given a lot of thought to this and given you tools to use the, you know, push to the URL bar. HTMX takes a snapshot of your site in its different phases so that when you hit the back button, it can keep that history. It adds to the history as you add stuff to the site so that you can hit the back button and see a previous iteration, even though it was loaded through AJAX and not through a regular link. So this is HTMX helping you out with the history in your browser. It adds the snapshot to your browser local storage history, lets you push the URL to the top. That's all good stuff. 95% of the time, that's what you want. You're done. But what if there's something about your site that you don't want saved in your browser's local storage? So HTMX has a special attribute for that. That's what the HX history is. And it's kind of an unusual one, but you can put it anywhere on the page, just HX history equals false, anywhere. And then the whole page will not be saved in the local storage. So it's not just the element that it's on. It's like you don't just like isolate one div and say, I don't want this to be stored in the history, and you put it on that. No, it's going to take it basically blocks the entire DOM, the entire, you know, body of it from being stored in the local storage in your browser's history, even if it's just a tiny snippet loaded. So if you did, you know, an HX get and you filled in one tiny place, but you included HX history equals false in that div that was loaded, that entire page will now be left out of your browser history. So what does that mean? Not a ton in terms of functionality, because the history is still going to work as normal. It's just not keeping it in the local storage as a convenience, you know, to like load faster when you hit the back button. So you can still go back. You can still push URLs like normal. But when you hit the back button, it's going to use the URL to reload the whole thing from the server if HX history equals false was set in there. So this is an advanced feature, not because it's hard to use, but it's just unusual. So why would you need to keep things out of local storage? It's kind of an unusual request, but you know, some people just want to be kind of extra careful. Maybe it's a certain part of their site. Maybe their site is something that is used in public places, and you know, you want to make sure that if the person forgot to log out or something, they can't go back and, you know, if they left their session there or something like that, someone just can't go back a bunch of times and go through the local storage and find their, you know, it's going to force it to load from the server every time. So if that user is logged out, that kind of thing. So the reasons for this are a little unusual. But it's just whatever your reasons are, it's an easy one to use. Just add the HX history equals false to anywhere there, and your entire page won't be cached into the local storage, but it will still be accessible using the back button and using the history.